Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, as I love to say, I need you to get involved in more ways than one, but I need you to get involved. You know, having a conversation with Brad, you know, when I hung up with him, we were talking about some of the issues that some other trustees, school board members up and down the state of California and other places across the country are having. They need your help. They need your support. They need to know that you are there behind them, that you agree with what they're doing, that you're doing what, or they're doing what you hired them to do. Because if you think about it, you're hiring us for a job. Can we just be honest about it? And for some of you younger people that are listening, when I say younger, I mean, you know, maybe you've still got kids in the system. And you're kind of feeling like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do, okay? If you don't want to do it, all I have to say to you, then you really don't want a solution. You really don't want a fix. And that is, find a member of the school board that you can connect with. It's not that hard. It's, you befriend that person, you find something you have in common with them, maybe your sons run the same baseball team, maybe you're in the same chess club, I don't know, whatever it is, find a commonality. Maybe you go to the same church and you don't know it, synagogue, whatever. Find a commonality and work it. Let them know you know, because here's the deal. The first time we see a parent come up in front of us, and all that parent is doing is calling us names, getting on our cases, calling us Marxists, whatever, you're a lunatic. You're one of those. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle the trustee's on, you're one of those. All right? If you don't want to make a relationship with a trustee or city council member, come up and lay out your facts, where you got them, in a controlled temper. It's okay to be passionate. Lay it all out. Tell them where you're coming from, why you want to make the change, and the things they can do, they might consider doing to make the change. Now that's a whole different story. You're not yelling at us to fix something. But it's all, you know, and again, this is going to come out wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's kind of like dealing with your teenager sometimes. You know, your son's not going off on you, but he's fighting back and pushing back. And you say, no, Five, no, I'm not like, you're not going on a trip, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, because I don't know. You're not listening to me. I already told you, no, hey, I heard every word you said. I don't agree with you. And we have the same thing at the school board, where you have parents coming forward, adults coming forward, and they lay out their case, and then later on, we don't agree with them, they say, well, you're not listening. No, I heard every word you said. You were missing information, yelling at me, calling me all kinds of names. Doesn't fix it. Doesn't tell me what I can do. And the other thing for those of you, well, on whatever side of the aisle it is, I will tell you that in most cases, the people on the far left, the people that are much more liberal, show up at these board meetings than people that are more conservative. Do not write me an email. I will throw it away that says that's because we all have jobs. That's a BS term. You take time off from work to do all kinds of stuff. Take time off from work to go to one of these board meetings if there's something on that agenda. And every school board or every district has a website that you can go to and check the agenda out. Do it. Don't be one of those people. Do it. Don't expect somebody else to do it for you. And what I was trying to say before, again, if you build relationships with these people, you know, I mean, I got to tell you, I've had people tell me, I voted for you. Okay, so what does that mean? So did, you know, 20,000 other people. What does that mean? And I'm not being flippant. Well, I got to do everything you said because you voted for me, because you think you know better what's going on. People ask me to do stuff that's against the law, and they don't do it because they know it's against the law and want me to do it anyway. They do it because they're ignorant. They don't know the law. They don't have to know the law. That's what they put me in there. And ignorant is not a nasty term. It's actually quite specific, you know, to this kind of thing. I'm ignorant to a lot of things in my life, too. I'm not an expert in these areas. I don't know anything about certain things. Even in education, after being into it for like 14 years, I know what I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know what I don't know. I have to go ask questions. I have to call the attorney. I have to call the experts. And I don't use the experts in the district, and it's not because I don't trust them necessarily. They may have a different spin on it because of loyalty to the district. That's not a bad thing. So I go outside the district. I talk to other experts in other areas and say, okay, how does your district deal with this? How does this fall within the law? I've had people call me to ask me to do certain things for them, for their son or daughter in school, or the school maybe is missing something, doesn't have the same thing. You have to work with people. You have to work through this stuff. In all sincerity. And when I get the information, sometimes I have to go against my core. Every elected official has a core group that will vote for him or her no matter what. And it's up to you to educate them so they know why you're voting, in their mind, why you're voting against them. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more on this when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Cena host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It is truly, it is not only that, it's the best way to get anything done. Right? Just get up there, take a look around. You know, on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Check out the stories, sign up. You know, send your loved ones, your unloved ones, send them to the site. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how often somebody will say, you know what, I thought you were a nutcase. It's often. And then they go to the website, they read some of the things, they listen a little bit to the show, and they'll send me an email how, okay, yeah, you're a little intense for me, but I see where you make sense, or I see where you got this going on, or that, or what have you. You just never know who you're going to touch. Never. All right, 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. I know, I went a little long on that, but it's so many of you have contacted me and said, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. No. I don't know what to do because I don't know how to talk to a trustee. I don't know what my rights are. I don't know. You know, they go through all this stuff with me. And I kind of feel bad for them because you don't have to know it all. You really don't. Take a shot at it. Don't, listen, if a trustee you're talking to says something like, you know what, you really don't understand, so you just keep voting for me, and, you know, I'll tell you what needs to be done, and you get somebody to talk to you in a condescending light like that, yeah, walk away from them, and then work your darndest to get rid of them, to recall them, to get them gone, to get them replaced on the school board. Right, I'm not saying somebody who doesn't do what you want them to do. I'm saying somebody who really truly blows you off because they're not interested in what you have to say. Those are the ones you really want to push back on. And then when you come see guys like me, I'm going to put myself in that category saying to you, I do listen to people. I don't. Some of them are very off. They don't understand the law. They don't know. They think they know. I always love those people. I always love those people that are, what are they? They're experts in the field of education. Never been to a law class, right? Experts in the field of education. I always found that extremely interesting. Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. So all that to say, get to know your local school board member, city council member. Right? And not because the first time you show up, there's yell at them and tell them what a piece of crap they are. Get to know them so that when you do come to them with a question, when you do come to them with an issue that you think is valid and you need help with, they'll actually help you. They won't look for ways to get away from you. They'll actually help you. Am I getting, do you guys understand this? Sometimes I wonder if my microphone's on, you know? Seriously. But again, do the same thing with your city council members. If you're, like I always joke, I've got friends on the water board in my area, and I always joke with them and say, look, water's not sexy, nobody really cares. And they know what I mean by that. But the school boards and the education boards and the city council is very important. And water is very important, too. I just don't understand it. I know, you know, a man's got to know his limitations. Remember that line? I know my limitations. I don't understand the water. I find experts, people I trust and care about, and let them tell me about the water and about what's going on with the water. Anyway, again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. Some of you, if you're just joining us, I want to hit this again because I got an email from someone who said they walked in on the back end of it. That's what you get for missing the front end of the show. There's 3 hours to the show. Make sure you get them all. All right. Everybody's talking about, what's it called? A Temu. Right? You know, the service, you see it pop up. If you do any kind of web surfing, you see Temu everywhere. And it's crazy stuff because it's like $17 for wireless earbuds, a dollar, I'm looking at a dollar for gold necklaces, $23 for a wedding dress, right? Yeah, I can imagine what that looks like. Anyway, and there's over 50 million Americans that have got this thing on their phone. I mean, hello, anybody home? Did you do any homework to find out where it came from? It launched back in September of 2022. I mean, I got to say something to you. Don't get mad at me. Please don't get mad at me. If you buy a gold chain or a couple of gold chains from an ad online that says, you know, 24 karat gold, 14 karat, whatever it is, a dollar. You got a problem. Send me your checkbook. Let me take care of your finances for you, okay? But anyhow, so 50 million Americans downloaded the Temu app because you can't buy anything unless you have the app, and it gained tremendous traction when they ran the Super Bowl ads. And the Super Bowl ads, you know, appealed to our more prideful side, said, hey, buy like a billionaire. Well, right now, Temu is the most popular app online next to Amazon. Let that sink into your head for a while. If you do a little digging, what you find out is this: it's not a fly-by-night operation. Temu is based in Boston by a company called PDD Holdings. But PDD Holdings is headquartered in Shanghai, China. Yeah. It also owns the e-commerce platform Pinduoduo. And that's also headquartered in, everybody together, come on, China. Never ends. Right? So this is a communist China-based app. And what you need to know is you're buying goods directly from the manufacturers in China. Right? So, yeah, whatever. You know, sometimes that's why I say shipping, sometimes up to 3 weeks before you get it. The prices are really low, really cheap, and the product is really cheap. A lot of times you don't get what you saw in the picture, you don't get delivered to your home. They've got a BBB rating of 2 and a Trustpilot, only 38% 5-star, 41% 1-star. I'm going to finish this on the other side of the break. You need to know about this because people are getting really hurt by these kind of products. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I like the music. What can I tell you? Double City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. I mean, sincerely, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. You know, we win by making sure that we've got the information we need to push forward, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that we're working together to get things done, to get information out there, right? Seriously. All right. Talking about the company Temu, and you may want to go back and get this later on after it hits the podcast. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but we are podcasted all over the place. We have, you know, we've got Spreely, we've got Spreaker, iHeart, Apple, Google, all of them. They're all, I'm all over. Look, I like to say I'm like horse manure on a ranch. I am everywhere. Okay? So we're talking about Temu. Their BBB rating, this is the one that you saw during during the Super Bowl and all these advertisements and whatever. And I always say the same thing to you people, right? Really. If you buy a gold chain, you actually believe a 24-karat gold chain, you can buy it for a dollar. You really need somebody else to take care of your finances. Okay? Their BBB rating is 2.2. The reviews at Trustpilot are interesting, with a 38% five-star reviews and 41% one-star reviews. Right? But I want you to think about it. They are downright dangerous. It's a dangerous app that you're loading on your phone, and some of you really don't think this stuff through. The app is clever. Okay? It's a digital stalker, really, if you think about it. It monitors your activity on other apps. It tracks your notifications and location. It changes settings on you. It gains full access to all your contacts, calendars, photo albums, plus all your social media accounts. It can read your chats, your texts. In other words, it has total access of your phone and your phone's data, which means it has total access of you and your data. What app really needs this much control? And on top of that, it's tied to Communist China. If you're using this app, delete it. If you don't know how to delete it, just Google how to delete an app. Not that hard. Same thing on your, I mean, the Android and iPhone basically are the same, right? You hold down the, or you press on the apps icon, you hold it down for a couple of seconds, it starts to, you know, it pulls up a thing that says, you know, delete the app. There is something on it that says delete the app. Go ahead and delete the app and delete everything that has to do with the app and delete everything that the, you know, when it says, what about the data? Yeah, gone. Get it gone. Seriously. Now, Temu also has a sister app. And it was removed from Google Play because Google Play deemed it malware. Right? I wouldn't buy anything from this company. I wouldn't use the app. I wouldn't download the app to see what it does because it grabs your information and immediately sends it out. Why get involved in all of this? Seriously. I think some of you guys, when I talk with you or you talk with me, I think you're nuts. You get all excited over these apps, which I get, trying to make your life easier. I'm not going to fault you for that. But check out what you're doing before you do this stuff. Like, you know, if you're that easy, I got some swampland in Florida I want to talk to you about. Sincerely. Anyway, 855 Real Show. 855-732-55. Look, if you go down, if you go to those app stores, you can find my app. Why don't you pull that one down? Pull it down on your phone. Right? You have total access. You can watch the show live. You can actually chat from the app. You can do everything from the app that you can do from your desktop and maybe even a little bit more. You can press the button to call the show right from the app. Right? My understanding is if you can find it by simply typing in Joe Messina or the old name of the show, The Real Side, or the Joe Messina Show, it'll pop up. Give it a shot. It'll pop up. All right. A judge in Ohio, God bless these guys, new election law, he finds it to be constitutional, including the strict photo ID requirements. I'm telling you, we can pull this off. Federal judge has upheld a constitutional provision of the sweeping election law that Ohio put in place last year, rejected a Democrat law, a Democrat law firm's challenge to the new photo ID requirements. Now, in a ruling issued Monday, U.S. District Court Judge Donald Nugent determined that, the state's new photo ID requirement imposes no more minimal burden than any other. The vast majority of voters can easily get where they need to get a copy of their voter ID. I mean, ID. Nugent also rejected the other claims asserted by the Elias Law Group, whose suit filed last year on behalf of a group representing military veterans, teachers, retirees, and homeless, argued the law imposed needless and discriminatory burdens on the right to vote. Look, if your state says you have to be a resident of the state for 6 months or so, or you have to be this or you have to be that, and you got a homeless person, how do you know they've been there? Well, that location, right? How do you know how long they've been there? How do you know who they are for real if they have no ID, especially? You take their word for it. Is that what we're doing? We're doing the honor system now? Really, seriously. Anyway, the suit was filed the same day Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed a legislation over the objection to voting rights, labor, environment, civil rights groups. The judge wrote that voters have no constitutional right to mail-in voting options. He is correct, by the way. That's been ruled on before, and it's true. You want to vote? Look, they make it so easy to vote. Right? You can even call. You take my city, for instance. Right, they've got voting places at the libraries, got voting places at the schools, they got voting polls at the city hall, they've got these rideshare programs where the van will pick you up, take you to vote, and take you home again. All right, so no, there's no real issue with you voting and not voting. Right. Now, the judge wrote that voters have no constitutional right to mail-in vote, or for that matter, they have no constitutional right to early voting. He added that Ohio's new schedule for obtaining and returning absentee ballots remains more generous than 30 other states. See, he's a judge that's actually using his brain, right? Putting it all together. working it through, which is what he should, right? He said the claim that limiting ballot drop boxes to a single location harmed voters for misplaced because the 2023 law was the state's first to even allow them. Now, while that was true, Republican lawmakers decided to codify a single drop box limit per county following a year-long battle over the same issue. We don't have a single drop box, if you would, but our drop boxes are in safe places. Like I said, in schools. When you go to vote in this state, in the state of California, you have a dozen ways to do this. If you have an absentee ballot, you can fill it in, and if you don't want to mail it in because you're afraid it's not going to make it in time or whatever, you've waited too long to election day, then what you can do is you can run down to your local poll and dump it in the box. Yes, the voter box. You can do it there. You can actually grab a some kind of ballot, a provisional ballot, and leave it there. There's all kinds of ways to vote that day at the polling places. Right? And right up to the 2020 election, however, three courts scolded Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose for issuing an order setting the single box limit, calling it unreasonable and arbitrary. Democrats and voter rights groups sought to drop boxes to be set up in multiple locations. Now, look, again, as long as they're safe, I don't have a really big problem with that. And I also think that you should have cameras on them. I think when somebody gets out of their car, if they get in another car two or three times and stuff the box, we got a problem. Bigger problem. But the plaintiffs didn't prove, according to the judge, the evidence that the drop box rules imposed any burden on Ohio. That's what it boils down to. Do they have a constitutional right to such? And is it really a burden to them? Right? All right. 855-RULE-JOE. 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We truly have a lot of good information, a lot coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm back. I don't know if you are, but I'm good. Joe Bezig, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855. Just really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, in the chat room, and we have a chat room at joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. You know, guys, Zuckerberg, whatever his name is, he had funded many of those boxes here in California. And they had put some of them up in the parks, local parks. And one of the parks they put them in was known for its, for its criminal activities. Okay? And the funny part about all this, frankly and honestly, was the box itself. I went there one night with Tammy in the afternoon, late afternoon. And so we went together and all that fun stuff. And I was looking at the box. We were in the parking lot, and I just had this thing, right? The election had been over for months. And so I went over to the box, and it looked like the old, some of you are old enough to remember the old, God, what was it? The old mailboxes, you know, the really old ones. And so I went in and I tapped on the side of it. And I kept trying. The thing was over half full. Now, it wasn't half full with water. And if you were stupid enough to put your mail in there, after it said no mail, you deserve whatever penalty you got for not paying your bill. But it was half. So I called the city. City said, not ours. It's maintained and was put there by the county of Los Angeles. I must have spent a half an hour, 45 minutes on the phone with somebody at the county trying to get someone to pick it up or do something with it. Nobody wanted to deal with it. So all those boats, if they were real, nothing they weren't, just asking the question, nobody ever picked up. You know, it was that simple. And then, was it that year or the year before? The year before. I'm driving through an intersection in my town, and there's what looks to be a garbage bag, but I don't know if it wasn't, maybe it was a mail bag of some kind. And it had ballots in it, and the ballots were strewn all over the street, and people were running them over. Now, being the idiot that I am, I stopped, picked them up. You know, I just stopped and put the car in front of the big pile, picked them all up, threw them in the back of the van, and videoed myself going to the post office, because I knew what was going to happen, going to the post office, pulling them out of the back, you know, pulling up to one of the mailboxes, and I videoed myself just stuffing them in the post office mailbox. And I made sure you could see the addresses and everything. So when I went back to tell the, I posted it online, said, hey, this is why we don't trust the system. Somebody knew they dropped that. If it was a garbage bag, then somebody actually stole those and was looking to get rid of them. If it was a mail person, shame on you for not knowing, you know, you picked up 15 bags and now you only have 14. I don't know if that's how it works. But all those people would have been, their votes would have been stolen from them. But the lefties, who know who I am, had a field day with it. Told me I committed federal fraud, I broke the law, you can't touch somebody else's mail. They didn't care that these people weren't going to get a chance to vote because, I mean, apparently maybe they thought they were all conservative Republicans. I don't know. But I didn't go looking to see if I knew any of the names, so if they were hardcore Democrats, I would have just thrown them away, right? No, I didn't even look. I put them all together in a pile, brought them to the post office, shoved them in the mailbox. And I think it was a weekend because I remember saying, I'll just take them home and thinking, no, if I get caught with those and I do take them home, then that I'm sure is illegal. Let me just go right to the post office and dump them in there. And anyway, these are all things that you have to think about. You want to help, you know, if you've got elderly neighbors on your street, you know, if people are in trouble on your street, right? Maybe you can help them out, offer to drive them. How important is it to you? You know, offer to drive them. Coalition of 17 Republican State Attorney General now have filed an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to take up a case about a school's policy allowing teachers not to out transgender. Now, the brief filed last week opposes a lower court decision upholding the Montgomery County, Maryland Board of Education guidelines. Right? First adopted by the district during the 2020-2021 school year, the guidelines do not, I repeat, do not require school staff to inform parents if a student requests a social transition at school. Instead, school staff must first ascertain the level of support the student either receives or anticipates receiving from the home. So the kids just have to say, well, you know what, I'm almost sure my parents aren't going to go for this. They'll probably throw me out. Right? I mean, seriously. This is craziness. Parents said that they have a constitutional right to know if their kids are using other pronouns at school. The judge said, no, you don't. This has got to be an Obama appointee. The egregious policy completely sidestepped parents' rights. You know, the funny thing about this, though, if you can get in front of the Supreme Court has always ruled in favor of the parents. Right? It's again, I'm with you all day, my son or daughter or whatever. I know what's good for you and what's not. Yes, there are parents who don't care, don't do, who don't step in, who don't pay attention. We're not one of those. I've talked to child psychologists who all say the same thing. If a parent is willing and wants to get involved, let them. It's the best thing you can do for a child. Anyway. One lawyer goes on to say, district policy, perhaps the oldest of the disrupts the oldest of the fundamental liberty and interest recognized by the court, the right of parents to direct care and custody of their children. This has been it's a quote from the Supreme Court. A 2000 decision of Troxell versus Granville. Look it up on your own. Three parents identified in the court filings as John and Jane parents. They're suing Montgomery County Board of Education over the guidelines. It is parent preclusion. That's what they're calling it. It's true. The child's going through any kinds of things that are making physical or mental alterations to them. The parents need to be involved in it. That simple. Now, the parents appealed the last August, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit upheld the earlier decision, ruling 2-1, that the plaintiffs didn't have standing to challenge the district's guidelines. So the plaintiffs didn't have standing. The parents, so I call them plaintiffs, right? Did not have standing to dictate, request, ask, whatever, that they know what's going on with their own child. Right? Am I missing something here? Yeah, it shouldn't be. Shouldn't be a question. The Supreme Court has upheld the fact that parents do have rights, but it shouldn't be a question. Should be very simple. Simply put, the parents may think the parental preclusion policy is a horrible idea, according to the judge. They may think it represents an overreach in the areas that parents should handle. Right? They may think that the board's views on gender identity conflict with the values they wish to have. In all those areas, they might be right. But even so, he said they have alleged neither a current injury nor an impending injury. See, this is something I've learned from Brett. Really, seriously. And what I learned from Brad was these courts only rule specifically on what they're asked to rule on. Nothing more, nothing less. Which I think is, you know, hilarious. Right? And when you, because they should know what the intent is. So when you lay it out in front of them, I wish they would ask the question, well, are you looking for this or are you looking for that? They don't. So it's tough. It has to be tough. Look, I wouldn't want to be the judge handling these things. I've heard these cases. I've heard the arguments from a school board standpoint. I've heard the arguments from some of these parents that have written me or called me directly. And they are. They don't know what to do. The parents are just as confused as the kids, really. Really. And it's a tough place to be. Anyway, listen, check out the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Sign up for the mailing list. Take advantage of the stories that are up there. Let me know what you think for real, Joe at joemessina.com, Joe at joemessina.com. That works as well now, too. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow. I think we have fun every night, but we'll have a lot more fun tomorrow. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Look, again, invite your loved ones, your unloved ones, some of the people that make you nuts, and I'm sure you make them nuts, to the show. Show them where the chat room is. Send a link. What's my favorite saying? You ready? Do something. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.